Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3, 96.3 HD2, 98.3 FM, and SiriusXM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, the holiday season, it's here. But often, as many of us know, it is a stressful time for a lot of us. Often, we try to do too many things for too many people. Many of us are stretched thin and stretched out during the holiday season. That's not how we want the holidays to be. So tonight, let's have a conversation about making good decisions for and about you. This conversation tonight is about you. In tonight's discussion, the first of the Daily Drums that will air each Wednesday during the holiday season, a five-part series on feeling good this holiday season and how best to make that happen. Phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Joining us for this conversation on the line with us is Tariq Omar Walton. She is a licensed and clinical marriage and family therapist. Again, we'd like you to be part of the conversation. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ms. Walton, thank you so much for being with us.
That's all right, Tariq. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
You having me here.
Yeah, writing down the wrong thing here. So, Tariq, tell us, how do you set boundaries to make sure that our own well-being is being taken care of during the holidays?
The way that you begin to set boundaries is learning how to say no. Like you're saying, it's about protecting yourself. So recognizing what it is that you need, what your limitations are, and not feeling like you have to please everybody and what everyone else needs and meeting their expectations. You have to learn how to say no and feel comfortable with saying no. That's the first step in setting a healthy boundary.
And so why often don't we feel comfortable with saying no?
I think we're taught that we have to be available, especially depending on where you are culturally, that you have to be available for everybody. Otherwise, you're being selfish. That your time, your energy is all meant to be put out for the benefit of other people, not taking into consideration that we have our own limitations, that we need to be able to evaluate where we are, what our comfort levels are, what kind of energy we have, and maintain that sense of self-awareness and safety so we can continue to put out in a healthy way for other people. But again, like I said, depending on what your culture is, I see this a lot in my private practice. You have people who come from Latin America, the Middle East, Africa, the Caribbean, where boundaries within families are almost non-existent. And the idea of setting a boundary is almost scary. I've had clients break down crying, thinking about the impact of setting a boundary with a family member because they fear the isolation that may come from changing that kind of dynamic. But it's one of those things where once you begin to realize how important it is to take care of yourself, because if you keep giving, people will keep taking, that once you're in that place where I need to take care of myself, you don't want to give that up to anybody.
That's fascinating, Tariq, when you talk about, you know, cultures and how it's different. Is it different in the African-American community? Do you see sort of different issues that are being dealt with in the African-American community that come to you in your practice?
It's so varied, especially being here in the D.C. metropolitan area. Because it's such a transient area, you have people who come from all over the country, whether it's the West Coast, from the South, from the North, even right here in the Mid-Atlantic. And people, their family dynamics are very, very different. And of course, that's going to spill over into their more romantic relationships as well. But you'll find that, and I don't want to be stereotypical here, but you'll find that Southern families tend to be a lot more enmeshed and a lot more involved and engaged in each other's personal lives. And so there's not a lot of distance that people have between what's happening with them and everybody in their family knowing it. And so, you know, you'll see that a lot from Southerners, Northerners, and I'm a New Yorker, so I'm going to just...
I was going to ask you where you were from.
I'm not just being biased here. We're a little bit more direct in being able to express what we need without really... People say, you know, New Yorkers are very rude. No, we're just being direct. And we don't have the fear of expressing what we need in order for us to feel comfortable. But you find that people from other parts of the country, where they're a little bit more... I don't want to say just people pleasers, but they're a little bit more cordial, let's say. They're not going to be as apt to present what they need and those boundaries to their friends, their families, whoever. They're going to be a little bit more open to just doing whatever they feel is necessary to take care of others while not taking care of themselves.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about taking care of yourself during the holiday season, not to feel the pressure to be able to do everything for everyone, especially in the midst of the holiday season, which is usually about joy. But oftentimes we find depression, we often find isolation as we're trying to find some comfort, some joy during the holiday season. Oftentimes it works in the opposite. Tariq, I thought what was interesting is, you know, when you were talking about Southern families and families in the North, where oftentimes in the South, you know, folks are kind of into each other's business. You know more about each other. Some would say you're kind of closer because of that. So it almost seems like it can, there's a yin and a yang there. The great thing is in Southern families, maybe the fact that you know so much about each other, you tend to be closer, but it also can work to the detriment of individuals. So I find that very, you know, kind of interesting, having family in the South really originally and then having family in the North, that how you can see those two things. Let me ask you about... go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad you brought the yin and yang because it is about balance. When we talk about setting boundaries, you can either have very permeable boundaries where people have all the access in the world to you, or very rigid boundaries where people don't feel like they have any access to you at all. It's about finding that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to set up, when you think about boundaries, I think it's very important to define what boundaries are. Boundaries are the limitations you set with people in terms of the amount of access they have to you. Okay, and so that can be a lot of access or very little access. It's about permeability. So when you have very loose boundaries or very weak boundaries, people can get to you whenever they want to. You're always answering and responding to them on your phone. You're at their beck and call and everything. Or on the far side of that, you know, when you have very rigid boundaries, you're creating a lot of distance and space between people and yourself. So whether it's emotional or physical space, mental space. And so it's recognizing that you have to find a good balance. And boundaries aren't going to look the same between you and everybody. You're going to, depending on what your relationship is with the person, you're going to set very specific boundaries with them. But the boundaries should never be completely open or completely rigid. So it's a matter of finding that balance in between based on the relationship you have with that person.
202-319-7810. Have you found the magic wand, the balance that is needed during the holiday season? Do you have some suggestions even for our listeners who may have not been able to find a way sort of to deal with not being stressed out during the holidays? We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tariq, I can think of many things, right, and people probably that can stress us out, but it's not always just about the people when we're talking about, you know, doing things for ourselves and making sure we're okay. I can see, you know, I can't lie. I know for a long time I would get stressed out when it came to shopping and, you know, looking for gifts. That's supposed to be a good thing and a happy thing. But if you're in that sort of space where you want to make sure you're getting the right thing, I can see that even being something that sort of brings on stress. And maybe then you have to set your own internal boundaries, you know what I mean, for how you deal with things that people may not put on you, but that you put on yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100% clearly. But let me ask you a question, Bramante.
Uh-oh.
In those moments where you became, sorry to turn this around.
That's okay.
But when you became stressed during those times, do you know what it was that actually made you feel stressed out?
I think that I always, like, if it was turned for shopping and getting gifts and things of that nature, I always wanted to be sure that I kind of got the right thing, where I wouldn't want a family member to be, you know, disappointed in what I got them. And so just having to sort of go out and do that, you know, I'm a kind of a person, I'd almost rather you tell me what you want, and then I know, okay, I'm getting something that the person wants and that's going to make them happy. So
you want them to make it easy for you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm on the couch. Exactly. And so that's not always possible, right? You know, because if you have a spouse or a mate, you know, they want to be surprised. And so then I would come to you and I would say, Dr. Walton, how do I deal with that stress if the person wants to be surprised, but I want it to be made easy for me?
Right.
So what do I do? How do I do that? And I'm sure I'm not the only one who has that issue.
Oh, by no means, by no means. But I think what it all comes down to are expectations. The expectations that you believe someone has for you and the expectations you have for yourself. You know, if you have the expectation that I want every holiday to be bigger and bigger and bigger, well, every year you're going to be spending more and more money. If you have the, if you believe that your mate or your family members have these great expectations for these grand gestures of these huge gifts, then of course you're going to stress yourself out because you're always trying to meet those expectations. And when it comes down to boundaries, boundaries is all about the expectations of other people and making sure that you're limiting what those expectations are. And so you can, during the holidays, you can give great gifts without spending a lot of money. You can give great gifts without getting the person exactly what you think they need. You know, part of that comes from just being observant and being in tune with someone to get an idea of some of the things that they may want and what they may need. But it's not about getting the perfect gift. It's about getting, you know, what's really coming from you and what's really coming from your heart and knowing that the person is going to appreciate it regardless. You know, they can, like, we live in a world where you can always return a gift. So you don't have to give them the perfect
gift. You give them the receipt. They make sure they get the gift receipt, right?
Hey, that's part of the process. Yes, you definitely do that. Mm. But the idea is to give, you know, give a thoughtful gift, whatever it is.
And, I think the important, you know, word here, especially tonight, is boundaries, as you've mentioned. And I think you're getting at my next question, and you tell me if you've sort of gone over this terrain already, which is about when you're talking about setting boundaries, right, and you're trying to protect yourself and make sure that you're in the right state of mind and that you can enjoy these holidays. But how do we know when those boundaries that we've set are realistic? How do you know it's a realistic boundary? Is there a way to know it? Is there something that tells you that?
It's not so much about knowing whether or not they're realistic. It's really being able to take a good account of the impact that boundary is going to have on both you and that other person. You don't know what's necessarily realistic until you get into it. You just want to be able to be a good judge of, the consequences of those boundaries. And when I say that, it's consequences on both sides. You will have people, because they've never had very explicit boundaries with you, who are going to reject the boundary and reject you as such. That's why you have people who are afraid of setting boundaries because of the isolation they may feel as a result of it. But having those boundaries, again, are important for your own sense of self-preservation. And so instead of thinking about it like, well, is this realistic? No. How is this going to impact you if you don't set the boundary? Or how is it going to continue impacting you? When you do set the boundary with the other person, how are they going to receive it? And what other work needs to be done so that they become more open to it, the idea of that boundary, and become more accepting of that boundary. So you can't foresee exactly how it's going to go, but recognize just saying, hey, this is my boundary, I need you to stick with it. That's not where it ends. That's just the beginning. And once you set the boundary, now you have to maintain it.
Well, I was going to say,
that's where the real work comes in.
Yeah, is that the step when you're trying to set boundaries and you have whoever it is, is making you feel bad about those boundaries, and you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I not then make this situation worse? They're making me feel bad. I feel bad that I'm being made to feel bad, and I may be upset about that. And again, you don't sort of want to blow it up bigger than it already is. I can see that that would be a difficult road to kind of walk, right? If whatever it is, you know, we say family members, but it could be anybody. It could be, you know, coworkers doing a holiday party and you're not really into them, or you don't want to exchange gifts, or you don't want to have to go out and get a gift, or that's not your thing. And so I think the skills of how to handle that, if folks are making you feel bad, is should you ignore it? Should you address it? What would be your advice there?
You definitely have to address it. You know, the idea here is when you're articulating anything that you feel, you know, you don't want to make it about the other person. You want to make it about yourself. So communicating to somebody, look, I need this boundary for me. This isn't about you. This isn't about the things that you do. This is about what I need. And the reason why I need this boundary is because I need the space to be able to function better or to recalibrate, to heal, to just operate on my own wavelength. So this isn't necessarily about you. So a lot of, when you're setting boundaries for the first time with somebody, a lot of explanation has to go into it. And not from the standpoint of I'm trying to convince you that this is the right thing to do. I just want you to understand why this is necessary for me. If you go through that and you set these boundaries and people aren't being respectful of them, or they're looking at you like you're the bad guy, well, that's going to be part of the process too, because again, they weren't used to having those boundaries. Now you seem brand new to them, and you're the person who's changing things up. You're the one who's creating a problem. When the fact of the matter is, no, this problem has always existed. You just never spoke up about it. And it's a matter of being able to communicate that and being consistent in maintaining that boundary. You don't have to feel guilty about setting a healthy boundary, because the point is to make sure that you're taking care of yourself when nobody else will. If people aren't respecting that boundary, they're saying that you're wrong for doing that, that you're selfish for doing that, well, they obviously don't respect you in the way that you need to be respected.
He is Tariq Omar Walton, a licensed and clinical marriage and family therapist. Tonight we're talking about making the holidays right for you, how not to be stressed out, how to set boundaries. This is the first of our five-part series on setting boundaries during the holiday season, making sure that you take care of yourself. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday, a Wellness Wednesday throughout the holiday season, so make sure that you join us. We're going to take a quick break, but don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. If you're on the phone line, stay there. If not, give us a call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on WHUR 96.3. Stay with us. Discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher, and this is the Insight segment. It is the holiday season. It is here. It is part of joy, part of fun, part of happiness. But oftentimes the holiday season can be stressful, especially if we're going here, there, everywhere, trying to do something for everyone. We tend to become stressed out. Some of us may become depressed. Oftentimes, it's because there are no boundaries and folks don't know how far they can go with you, and maybe you don't know how far you should go. Tonight, we're talking about setting those boundaries. Again, it's the first part of our five-part series on setting boundaries during the holiday season on a Wellness Wednesday. We'll be doing it every Wednesday during the holiday season. Our guest tonight is Tariq Omar Walton. He's a licensed and clinical marriage and family therapist. Phone lines are open. If you have questions for Mr. Walton, now's the time to get it. You can get on the couch for free. If you have suggestions, comments about this topic, we'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tariq, what is, you know, it's tough to say a worse thing. Are there things that you have seen regarding not having boundaries or folks not feeling being in the holiday spirit and what the holiday season has done to them on the wrong side of things? Are there certain things that you have seen in your practice that are sort of that come around often that you have to sort of address during the holiday season? Are there things that are kind of commonplace?
I think one of the things that you see oftentimes is, again, people's the pressure to be there for everybody else. So even the idea around traveling to see family for the holiday, that's a major, major one.
Yes, I can see that.
With couples, because, you know, you'll have couples where one person is so used to being around their family for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's, and traveling, you know, miles and hours for that, when the other person's like, well, we have our own family. Can't we just stay home?
No.
I'm used to being there with my family. And so you see that come up and erupt a lot within relationships during the holidays. So one of the main things is that whole need to satisfy the family, or believe that the larger family takes precedence even over your family, and being able to satisfy them. And so what I tell people too is, when you think about boundaries, you're not just thinking about it in terms of emotions, even that physical boundary or even that time boundary, that me taking a 12-hour trip to come see you when the majority of the family's up here, that's not very fair. You know, so putting into that kind of category, fairness. Is it fair that we all have to travel to see you? Is it fair that I'm packing up my kids to come all the way down there to see you when you just as easily come up to here to see us? And so that's the one thing that people really, really get uptight about during the holidays. Should I or do I have to go visit my family when I would like to just stay home?
Yeah, that's a big one. What do you tell couples, though, when, as you said, there's one who, I'm always with my family, but my family isn't local. Another one, family may be local or may not be, but says, hey, look, we're a family now, whether it's just us two or we have kids, and we want to set our own traditions. And so I can see that also being an issue. So does that kind of fall in line with the same thing of what you're saying about, you know, traveling versus staying home?
100%. Again, people get so used to the tradition that they already have set with their family that they don't think about, hey, you have your own family now. It's time to set your own traditions. And so they just, again, want to abide by the traditions of their more extended family. And what I talk to my couples about is compromise. Learn to compromise. And compromise doesn't mean always giving in to what the other person says or what the other person wants to do. Compromise means, okay, on this occasion, we're going to do what you're asking us to do. On the next occasion, then we're going to do the things that I want to do. And so it's about, again, achieving that balance between what we're doing here. It can't all be just your plans and your ideas. No, that doesn't feel good to me. That's a boundary I'm setting. That this has to incorporate what we all need, what we all want, what's all going to make us feel good. And, yeah, you may feel a little distance from your family and miss them and, you know, want to see your nieces and nephews and your brothers and sisters and everything too, but you know what? I would like to see mine. Or, you know, the kids would benefit from being home with just us instead of being forced to sleep on somebody. This is what I get all the time. We wanted to travel for 10, 12 hours to go sleep on somebody else's couch, and the kids are going to wake up to that on Christmas morning as opposed to waking up in their own bed. You know, so it's a matter of finding that compromise between the two of you, not just doing what the other person wants all the time, but finding that balance between what everybody wants.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight, Tariq Omar Walton, licensed and clinical marriage and family therapist. Tonight we're talking about the holiday season. Oftentimes the pressures that either we put on ourselves or come from others, where that holiday season really isn't that enjoyable, and we don't put a lot of stock in making sure we take care of ourselves. How do we do that? And that's what we're talking about tonight. 202-319-7810. If you have some stories about how you were able to set boundaries, we'd like you to share that with us. Or if you have questions or comments, the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. Tariq, is this issue that we're talking about, setting boundaries, trying to make sure that we're in the right place during the holidays and sort of sometimes struggling to make sure we get there, is it a gender issue weighed more heavily one way or the other based on gender?
That's a tough one to answer because it's such a mixed bag. I could easily sit up here and say, you know, women tend to want to be more so around their families, you know, their extended families during the holidays, and men want to more so be at home.
And watch the football games, right?
Right, right.
And that's stereotypical. I know I'm saying that, but, you know, that's what I like to do.
But that's how
football.
People often look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, it's really about how close you are with your family, too. You have people from any background, any gender, who may not have a very tight-knit family, and they don't feel the same kind of pressure to see their family during holidays. They don't mind having that boundary with their family. And so that doesn't necessarily depend on your gender. That just depends on how close you are with your family already.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's more so about that than anything else. Because you'll find that women who marry a man who's very close to his family will travel with him to go see his family during the holidays as opposed to her own. So it's not really about that gender. It's really about that family unity that you're already experiencing.
Tariq, some of the writings that have come across, I thought one of the interesting lines was that it said, if someone respects you, they won't make you feel guilty about mm-hmm. setting boundaries. Is that true? Is that absolute?
I don't like to deal in absolutes.
That's why I threw it out there. Yeah, it's kind of a rhetorical. I figure you wouldn't.
Let's not use that one.
Okay.
But say that it is very important, you know, because boundaries are deeply about respect. You wanting to feel respected, you wanting to feel valued. And so when you don't have those healthy boundaries, or if people aren't respecting those boundaries, or they're trying to make you feel guilty about establishing those boundaries, that is very much about respect. They're saying to you that your value and what you need isn't nearly as important as what I need. And that 100% is about respect. If you want to have a healthy relationship with anybody, there has to be a deep respect there, meaning, you know, you want as much for them as they want for themselves. And you can't expect them to only be there in the way that you want them to be there. There has to be that mutual sense of respect there.
You know, you use the word guilt. Is mm-hmm. I think the connotation of guilt usually has a negative connotation. But mm-hmm. is it always a bad thing that, you know, if you feel guilty about doing something, I could see where it kind of forces you to then think about what you're doing, and maybe it's telling you that I need to do this. So if I feel guilty about not making that sweet potato pie because I just don't feel like it this year, and it doesn't make me feel good to make it, but I feel guilty about not doing it because I know my family wants it. So is guilt always a bad thing, or is guilt a signal to you in some ways that, hey, maybe you need to kind of rethink what you're doing if you don't feel good about it?
I don't believe guilt is ever a good thing.
Okay.
I like to break down the difference between responsibility and obligation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the responsibilities you have, you recognize that this is what has to be done. And it's a certain level of acceptance about that and a certain level of this responsibility. You feel responsible for it. When you feel obligated, that means you feel like you have no choice and that you have to do something because someone expects you to do it. And that never leaves you feeling good. And so if you are feeling guilty about something, that's probably because you feel trapped by the expectations of others, that the obligation is there for you to do something. You're obligated to make this dish because everyone loves it. Well, if it's going to leave you feeling bad or upset that you had to do it, don't do it. You know, there's, you know, when we do skill building with our couples, there's a lot of emphasis on not doing things that you're going to either decide to change later on, or that's going to make you feel bad about it, that you're going to be upset about it. And so typically, I attach that whole guilt thing to you're going to feel bad about doing this just as much as you feel bad about not doing it. So you have to kind of step away from that idea of meeting others' expectations and doing what's going to be either your responsibility because you feel like, okay, this is what's needed for the entire family, and accept that, or not do it all.
Well, I will say, Tariq, what if you are, Tariq is the go-to person in the family. You're the one that the family looks to, even outside of the holiday season, right? when things go astray, they look to you to kind of make them right. You're the contact person to make sure the trains are running on time because other family members are scattered or don't have the same skills that you have. Then the holiday season rolls around, and then that just rolls into that. There are those folks in families and groups who are seen, right, as the go-to people to make it right. Now you put the holidays on top of it, and you're saying, wait a minute, this is the time that I want that break. But everyone sees you as the person who takes it all in and can handle it all. But now in the holiday season, you're saying, I don't want that. I would think that that makes a difficult kind of situation, because I'm sure every family has somebody that's the go-to person, right? So they come to you and they say, well, again, how do I deflect that? Are we back to our original comments? It's the same procedures that you have to go through where you have to have a conversation to say, look, I know I'm the one that's taken care of so many things prior, but during the holiday season, I don't want that. I want others to take that. I want to be able to sit back and enjoy the holiday season. Am I kind of answering my own question?
You are. Because what it really is about is you managing the expectations of other people and as well as managing your own expectations. If you are the go-to person, that means more than likely you've already put yourself into that position. You've already increased those expectations for those around you to be the person that everyone goes to. And so if they're still looking for you to play that role during the holidays, then you probably already set that up, which means you need to already have been working on setting boundaries beyond just the holidays, but in your everyday interactions with these people, because those expectations is going to carry over anyway. You have to already have started setting those boundaries. So it's never too late to do that. So if you're saying to people, well, I know I've been here for you all year long, but during the holidays, I want to just kind of chill, relax, focus on myself. Well, you can do that. You can do that. Again, you're going to have to walk people through that to help them understand why that's important. But you have the control over how you do that. You have the agency on how you do that. So it's important that you're setting those boundaries regardless of what time of year it is, but particularly around those times where you really want to take care of yourself. But again, be aware of the expectations you've already set up for other people. That's also part of your journey.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is the Insight segment. We're talking about setting boundaries during the holiday season to make sure you're taking care of you and that you enjoy the holiday season and not just everyone around you, and you happen to end up being miserable and stressed out. We're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to take a quick break. Phone lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be right back right after this timeout. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we're talking about the holiday season and you. How to be sure that you are taking care of yourself, that you're not stretching yourself too thin, not becoming stressed out because you're trying to do so much for so many people. It is the first of our five-part series on being sure that you're setting boundaries and taking care of yourself during the holiday season. We will air these segments during the Daily Drum every Wednesday during the holiday season, a Wellness Wednesday. Our guest tonight joining us to help us with this conversation is Tariq Omar Walton, licensed in clinical marriage and family therapist. Tariq, what are the signs that you may be kind of losing yourself? Are there particular signs that should sort of tip you off to something's not right?
Oh, Bramante, man, let me tell you, burnout.
Hmm.
Emotional, physical burnout is a obvious sign that you're giving way too much. And that's one of the reasons why you want to set boundaries in the first place, so that you don't get to that place. If you're feeling burnt out, look, we all have times where we're stressed. We all have times where we're tired. But burnout is a whole nother level above that, where you feel like you have nothing to give. That is something that you don't want to have in your life, because when you get to that place, you really can't give to anybody else. You're not getting anything in yourself. You're not receiving anything. You definitely don't have much more to give. And so the idea is not to get to that place. But burnout is one of the major signs. Anxiety around the holidays is another one, anxiety and depression, because you're thinking about how much there is that you have to do, how much you feel obligated, again, obligated, not responsible, but obligated to do, and what that's going to mean for how you feel about yourself, again, getting to that place of burnout. And so, you know, you want to be on guard for those anxious thoughts and those anxious feelings, or even those more darker, depressed feelings that you're having around the holidays as you're approaching those times with your families, or knowing what it is that you have to do to prepare for those times.
Can work contribute to that during the holiday season, Tariq?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if you work a job where you put in overtime and you're working specifically to either pay for vacations, you're working specifically to pay for more gifts. Yeah, you're putting yourself in a position where you're doing a lot more than either you're used to or even have the capacity to do. And you're doing all this just to build up for 1 or 2 days. And, of course, you know, people, hopefully, they're going to really appreciate the work that you did to get them what they have, gifts or time or whatever. But you also have to be aware of how much you're putting out there, especially at work, as you're trying to build up for these holidays. So work can be a major contributing factor, as well as the expectations that your supervisors or coworkers may have for how you're contributing to the office space during the holidays. You know, there are a lot of organizations who have major holiday parties, and so the expectation is that either you're going to help organize the parties, you're going to bring something major to contribute to the parties, mm-hmm. that you're going to be there, that you're going to participate. That can be stressful on its own, especially when you're considering how much you may have to give to your family or at home or to your friends around the same time.
Children play such a large role in the holidays, right? We're getting gifts mm-hmm. for them, you know, Santa Claus. We want to make sure they're happy. We want to make sure they get all that they want underneath the Christmas tree. What role do kids play in this conversation when we're talking about making sure you take care of you and setting boundaries? Because I could think that word boundaries could get real kind of loosey-goosey when you interject children into the mix if you have kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about that is people often don't realize how important it is to set boundaries with your children, too. You know, if you think about that stage in life where your children are moving from, you know, when they're toddlers, and they're moving from being in your bedroom and, you know, around you all the time to being in their own bedroom. Guess what? You're setting a boundary. You're saying that it's no longer acceptable that you're in my room. You need to be in your own room. And so I don't think people often realize how important it is to set boundaries with children and to also kind of limit their expectations. You said you want to make sure that, you know, you're getting everything that they want for the holidays. It's, again, not about getting everything they want. You should not have to go into debt to buy gifts for your children or your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews. You need to be able to set the kind of boundary with them where they understand that you can't have absolutely everything you want. I'm going to get you what you need, and I may get you a few things that you want, but if it's outside of the range or I have to burn myself out to work to earn enough money to get you everything that you want, that's not acceptable. Okay, so you have to set that boundary, which means limiting their expectations ahead of time. A lot of people are really uncomfortable doing that, especially if they come from a place of want and need themselves. A lot of parents, you'll find, they want to give their kids everything that they didn't have, not realizing you don't need all of that. You're doing well with the limitations you had. You don't have to give them everything. But if you want to give them more than you had, fine. But you don't have to give them absolutely everything. They don't need that.
Go right ahead.
Actually, what they need is to know that they're cared for, that they're loved, and that you are trying to do your best for them.
I was going to say, I know that's especially during the holiday season, that's probably a tough hill to climb, but I also can see where that can contribute to the issues that we're talking about tonight, right? When you're talking about trying to make sure you take care of you, and then to try not to feel guilt about, well, I can't kind of give my child everything that they want or to give them more, you know, than what I had. And I don't want them to miss out on maybe the things that I missed out on. I could see that being just a tough sort of rock and boulder to push out of your way.
That's so much pressure. I mean, you're adding, again, we're talking about burning yourself out. We're talking about the stress that comes along with the holidays. A lot of that stress is self-imposed because of the expectations you have for yourself in meeting the demands or the expectations or the desires of other people. You have to gain control over your own expectations as well. It's not just about setting boundaries for them. You also have to set boundaries for yourself. Look, I have a limit here. Okay, I'm not going to go beyond the limit because that's going to be crushing in other ways in terms of our personal finances. So I can't. You can give as much as you want to. There's going to be consequences for that. But I shouldn't. It's not so much that you can't, but should I actually do this knowing that there's going to carry very negative consequences later on down the line? Sometimes you may think it's worth it just to see the smile on your child's face, but guess what? 3 gifts will give your child the same smile that 5 gifts will. So you don't have to feel that extra pressure.
They better be the right gifts, though, Tariq. I know you said 3 over 5.
You have to be thoughtful. You have to be thoughtful and weigh which gifts are going to have the highest impact or the deepest impact with them as opposed to getting just quantity. I'm going to get you 5 okay gifts versus giving you 2 or 3 fantastic gifts. No, put some thought into it.
I think one of the most important things you just said here at the, you know, at the tail end as we're winding down is the importance of setting boundaries for yourself. You know, the bulk of our conversation is, you know, about telling others, here are my boundaries. This is how far I will go, or these are the parameters in which I'll operate during the holiday season. But I think it's so important what you're saying about you have to internally also set your own boundaries about what you will and will not do, and especially as it relates to children. As we wind down, Tariq, any of your final thoughts regarding tonight's conversation or advice that you'd like to sort of kind of, you know, condense in what we've shared so far tonight, or what you've shared, rather?
I would say, again, just kind of repeating what we did talk about, that this is really about, when you talk about establishing boundaries for yourself and for other people, it really is about managing the expectations that other people have for you and managing the expectations that you have for yourself. When you're putting so much pressure on yourself to be absolutely everything for everybody, that will lead to emotional, mental, and even physical burnout to a place where you can't even give anything to anybody anymore. So you want to guard against that. You want to be able to regulate how much you're doing, how much you're giving, and even how much you expect to give. So don't go into the holiday season thinking that I have to be everything for everyone. No, it's not about that. It's about being your best self for people. And in order to be your best self, sometimes you need to set appropriate boundaries to give yourself the space to be either creative, to be relaxed, to be giving. So set those boundaries.
Tariq, if folks want to get in touch with you, how would they do that, either by phone or website?
They can go to my website, TariqOmariWalton.com. Or you can find me on all the different platforms at Tariq Omari. And you can also find me on my podcast, Kings of the Heart, which are on all the different streaming platforms as well.
He is Tariq Omar Walton, licensed and clinical marriage and family therapist. Thank you so much for being with us, Tariq.
Monty, thank you so much for having me.
Tariq has helped kick off the first of our 5-part series on taking care of yourself and having boundaries during the holiday season. Again, we will air these Wellness Wednesdays every Wednesday during the holiday season. Again, part 1 of our 5-part series, so 4 more to go. Make sure you join us. That's the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.